Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord.
After the Barony of Eastward has secured the Duskwoods, other actors in the region have been pushing their own goals. Baltharix, the Tyrant of the Bogwood, has requested reinforcements from General Inel of Agathania's Army of the Fang. General Inel dispatched a sizable army towards Bogwood, looking to secure his supply line. Information has reached Claudia Mark, who decided to launch a strike from the shadows. Her goal is to keep Valtherix weak, so she can spread her influence across the area. Additionally, she wants to pin the blame on Blackthorn, looking to further isolate her rival. The following is the Thornbush at Duskrun Ford.
Start of scene. The Sunken Vale. Dusk approaches. The Sunken Vale was a graveyard of forgotten wars. The road through it was barely more than a broken memory. Cracked stone paths long devoured by the marsh and creeping roots. The marching column of dragonborn reinforcements pushed forward along the thinning road, the scent of stagnant water clinging to their armor. The path narrowed, forcing shields to tighten and formations to compress, as though the land itself sought to swallow them. Commander Kashar Dreadscale leads from the front, his massive red-scaled frame mounted atop a war rhinoceros clad in dark iron barding. His golden eyes scan the horizon, wary. This land feels wrong. Behind him, First Fang, Falzareth Frostbane, the white-scaled tactical commander, watches the tree line with suspicion. The mists here seem unnatural, too still, too deliberate. He has spent enough time in war to recognize the scent of an ambush.
This land swallows armies whole. Falzareth Frostbane murmurs, adjusting the grip on his enchanted glaive.
Then we'll make it no different, you and I. Commander Dreadscale replies, his deep voice untroubled by the foreboding surroundings. He spits a wad of blood-streaked saliva into the dirt road. The Bogwood needs our might.
A tension lingered in the air, thick as the mists curling through the trees. The silence pressed in, heavy and unnatural. It was as if the Vale itself was holding its breath.
Kashar raised a clawed hand, halting the column. His golden eyes turned toward the darkened tree line ahead. Saza! Get ahead on the trail. Report back any signs of enemy. His voice carried like a war drum, demanding immediate compliance.
Aye, Commander, she called back, already melting into the trees like a shadow. Years of espionage and theft had honed her skills. She moved without a sound, the mist swallowing her whole as she disappeared beyond sight.
Let us hope our scouting reports prove favorable, rumbled Shieldmaster Drekthar Ironscale, his voice deep as the foundations of a fortress. He adjusted his tower shield, his instincts wary. We cannot afford to walk into a trap, not in a land as treacherous as this.
First Fang Valzareth nodded, his icy gaze never leaving the trees. Agreed. But we have the numbers and the will to break any ambush. Let the fools come forth and test their mettle against the Dragonborn.
Skaldrith Scorch Vairask, the black-scaled alchemical pyromancer, let out a low, crackling chuckle. Ha! Foolish optimism, Commander, he sneered, rolling a twisted black cigar between his clawed fingers. Its tip glowed like an ember from the underworld as he inhaled the noxious fumes. This Vale remembers war well, and it's hungry for more. Mark my words, the real challenge awaits on the other side of that gorge. He exhaled, a lazy coil of smoke drifting upward, coiling in the mist. I've brought along a little something to spice the fight. His fanged grin widened. Care to guess what's brewing in my cauldrons?
Her footfalls barely disturbed the undergrowth, but the weight in her chest grew heavier with every step. She had seen what waited ahead, or at least the shape of it. The bridge was still there, but the paths had been altered, the land itself shifting just enough to lead the marching column into a death trap. She had turned to warn them, Sazaran. She moved as she always had, silent as a breath of wind, quick as the flick of a dagger. The forest should have been her ally. It always had been. But now, it felt wrong. The trees pressed too close, their limbs like crooked fingers grasping for her cloak. The ground sank deeper beneath her steps, forcing her to adjust, shift, compensate, as if the Vale itself wanted her to slow. And behind her, the sound was coming. A sound that wasn't a sound at all. It folded into the air, riding the first distant screams from the marching column, curling through the trees like a hunter's breath before the kill. Saza forced herself forward, faster, her pulse hammering in her throat. She had to get to Kasha, had to warn them before the ford became their grave. She broke through a cluster of rotting brambles, her legs burning, lungs seizing against the wet air of the vale, and then she stopped. Or rather, she was stopped, because something was standing in her path. Or perhaps, it had always been there. A figure leaned against a gnarled tree, just beyond the thinning mist. Their form blurred at the edges, as if the world itself wasn't quite sure if they belonged. A mask tilted toward her, reflecting the dying light. Not quite a face, not quite empty. They tapped something lightly against their boot. A slender blade, thin as needlepoint, gleaming like water under moonlight. The sound was soft, amused, wrong. The blade stilled, tilting upward, the edge wet. Saza's breath locked in her chest.
And where do you think you're running to, little scout?
The sound had finally caught up, back with the army.
A dragonborn heavy infantryman never saw the blade coming. A whisper of motion. A flick of steel. By the time his comrades turned, the whisper was already gone into the mist.
To arms, summer court. Let us have some sport before the battle proper begins.
The target's in sight, Claudia. Give the word, and we strike like vipers.
The sunken veil swallowed armies whole. And now, the dragonborn reinforcements would join them.
Ah, how delightful. A dragon's offspring, so naive about the world's cruelties.
Let me pass. You don't want to fight me. I won't be easy.
The masked figure did not move. The air between them crackled, tense, charged. Saza adjusted her stance, her breath steady. And then, a smile flashed across her face, sharp as a blade. Saza lunged, knowing she could not delay here. She needed to return to the army. But as her blade aimed for his chest, a ghostly force twisted her strike wide. Sindral's fingers wrapped around her wrist, and an invisible hand nudged her off balance. He struck in the moment of her momentum, a sharp knuckle grazing her jaw. Blood filled her mouth.
Impressive, for a mere dragonkin, but no match for me. His smile widened as his blade pressed against her throat. Saza's sword tumbled from numb fingers, clattering into the mud as she was pushed back into the undergrowth.
Panic turned to anger. She spat blood onto the shapeshifter's mask. Fuck you, she hissed, straining against the vines wrapping around her limbs. Saza's claws dug into the damp earth as she fought against the unseen force pressing her down. The vines twisted around her limbs, tightening with a sentience that set her instincts on fire. She refused to be pinned, refused to be prey.
Sindral Quickfox tilted his head, his mask a porcelain stillness amidst the shifting shadows of the veil. The fey shapeshifter's blade hovered at her throat, a whisper of metal and malice. I admire your fire, he mused, his voice a thread of silk woven through the tension. But fire flickers before the wind, dear Saza. It does not choose where it burns.
Saza snarled, the tang of blood still on her tongue. I'm no flame to be snuffed out, Fae. I'm the storm that tears your banners down. She let her body go limp for half a breath, just enough to trick the vines into slackening. Then with a sudden wrench, she twisted free, her claws slicing through the brambles that had bound her. Her tail lashed out, knocking Sindral back a step as she surged to her feet.
Sindral laughed, light and airy, as though she were no more than a child throwing a tantrum. Oh, delightful. Let's see how long you can dance.
Saza's dagger flashed in the dim light, striking where his rib should have been. But he was already gone, stepping out of existence like mist retreating from the sun. A whisper of displaced air behind her. She spun, just in time to meet his blade with her own. The ring of steel against steel, breaking the eerie hush of the veil. The duel had begun. Saza gritted her teeth. Every instinct screamed that she was wasting time. The army, the column marching into slaughter, needed to be warned. But Sindral wasn't going to let her so easily. She feinted left, only to twist right, her dagger slicing for his side. Again, nothing.
Sindral's laughter followed her, always just beyond her reach. You fight well, little scout, but you're thinking too much about running. He appeared to her left, his blade flickering forward in a lazy, almost playful thrust.
She barely deflected it, but the force of the impact sent her skidding back, her boots scraping through wet leaves. No more. She couldn't afford this. Her eyes flicked to the terrain, thick brambles, uneven footing, the rising fog curling along the marshes. She could use it. She had to.
Saza growled under her breath. Let's see how well you hunt when the prey is smarter than you.
Saza spun on her heel and dove into the undergrowth. Branches snapped as she wove between the trees, twisting through the narrow spaces where his longer stride would be slowed. Her breath came quick, but her movements were sharper, honed by a lifetime spent outmaneuvering those who thought themselves better hunters. Sindral did not follow immediately. His voice slithered through the trees, full of amusement, but tinged with something else. Interest, perhaps. A predator's patience.
Oh, little scout. You wound me. His voice drifted from nowhere and everywhere. Did you think you could flee without paying a price?
A shadow moved too close. She twisted, bringing her blade up. A cold wind caressed her neck. A second too slow. Pain lanced through her side as something thin and impossibly sharp nicked past her ribs, just beneath her armor. A warning. Not a killing blow. Saza didn't hesitate. Pain meant she was still alive. A sharp pivot. A drop to the mud, a surge forward, then she was gone into the trees again. She didn't look back.
With an almost absent gesture, he reached into his coat, producing a small glass vial, intricately crafted, its interior lined with runes that shimmered faintly in the dim light. Anshawaya. He touched his finger to the blade, gathering the scarlet droplets, then let them drip one by one into the waiting vial. As the last drop fell, the runes glowed softly, drinking in the essence of his prey. Now, my dear scout, he murmured, tucking the vial away. You will never truly be lost to me. He stepped back into the mist, his grin widening as the chase began anew.
Commander Kashar Dreadscale stood at the center of the Dragonborn battle line, his golden eyes gleaming beneath his heavy helm. The air was thick with the acrid tang of blood and fire, the mist curling unnaturally around his warriors. The enemy had struck hard, but this battle was far from lost. He had numbers. He had strength. And he would break these ambushes beneath his boots. Regroup. Shields up. We advance. His voice thundered across the ford, a command that sent the ranks of Dragonborn warriors tightening into their formations. The initial ambush had rattled them, but the discipline of Inul's reinforcements held. They had been trained for war, and war had come.
First Fang Valzareth Frostbane moved swiftly to his side, his white-scaled features locked in grim focus. The enemy is using the mist against us. We need to drive them out into the open.
Then we push forward. They can't hide forever. Kashar raised his blade and bellowed, "March!" The heavy infantry began their advance. A wall of steel and scaled might pressing toward the riverbank.
For a moment, the ambushers seemed to melt away, vanishing into the curling fog and the ruins that lined the ford's edges. The silence was a weapon of its own, gnawing at the nerves of even the most battle-hardened warriors. And then, the second strike came. From the flanks, arrows rained down, their tips coated in shimmering fey fire. Some found their marks, igniting armor and flesh in unnatural flames. The dragonborn who fell did not scream. They barely had time before the magic consumed them. From the shadows, the crimson-packed mercenaries surged forth, their weapons gleaming in the firelit gloom.
Bolt's voice rang out, sharp and deadly. Cut their flanks. We bleed them before we crush them.
Kashar snarled, slamming his shield into a charging mercenary and sending the man sprawling. Hold the line. Break through. His warriors fought back with brutal efficiency, but something was wrong. No matter how hard they pushed, their foes always seemed to be one step ahead. Then he saw it.
Among the shifting mists, illusions danced, forming half-seen enemies that flickered out of existence just as blades struck where they should have been. The real killers moved within those phantom forms, fey knights weaving death between confusion, cutting down Dragonborn before they could react. And then, through the chaos, A golden glow rose from the mist, the Faelric Dawnshade. Mounted atop his battle elk, he raised his sword high, its radiant edge burning like the last light of summer. His knights followed, sweeping into the dragonborn's exposed rear with terrifying precision. The trap was complete. Kashar's confidence wavered as he realized too late. They were not breaking the ambushers. The ambushers were breaking them.
Kashar made his decision in an instant. Val'zareth, pull the remaining forces back. Form a wedge and cut your way out.
Val'zareth's jaw tightened. Kashar, we can still...
That's an order. Kashar's roar cut through the din of battle. I will hold them. Go. Viz.
There was no time for argument. Val'zareth turned, already bellowing for the dragonborn forces to disengage and pull back toward the Vale's exit. Kashar, however, charged straight into the enemy. His blade cleaved through mercenary ranks, scattering them like chaff. Feyfire scorched his shield, but he ignored the pain, his eyes locked on a single target, Sir Faelric Dawnshade.
The golden-clad Fey Knight turned to face him, his expression almost bored. Ah, Key. A warrior who still believes this battle can be won.
Kashar did not waste words. His blade came down like a hammer. Faelric parried effortlessly, twisting his mount aside as his own sword swept toward Kashar's exposed flank. The dragonborn barely blocked in time, his arm numbing from the impact. Faelric was faster, stronger, unnatural. Every strike forced Kashar further off balance, every deflection drained his strength. Kashar roared, pressing forward with brute force, but Faelric only smiled. A flicker of golden light, pain lanced across Kashar's ribs. His armor, enchanted though it was, did nothing against the Fey's sword. His strength faltered for a heartbeat, and that was all Faelric needed. With a flourish, the Summer Court Knight drove his blade through Kashar's side, piercing between his scales. Not a fatal wound, but a crippling one. Kashar stumbled, gasping as his vision blurred.
Faelric leaned in close. You fought well, warrior, he murmured. Thee with that comfort.
Kashar would have cursed him, if he had the breath to speak.
First Fang Val'zareth Frostbane led what remained of the army out of the Sunken Vale. His chest burned with shame and fury, but he did not hesitate. To stand and fight now was to die for nothing. They had lost. There was no other word for it. He glanced back only once, watching the golden lights of the Fey warriors dancing through the mist, watching Kashar disappear beneath their onslaught. Then he turned away. The survivors would need him now.
Sazza the Quickfang moved through the aftermath of battle, her breath ragged, her body aching from the wounds she had suffered. The mist still clung to the trees, shrouding the Vale in its unnatural hush, but she knew she couldn't linger. Then she heard them. A small group of dragonborn, cut off from the main army, trapped in the ruins just beyond the ford. Some bore wounds, others looked lost in the chaos, but they were still alive. She pushed through the wreckage, emerging from the mist. We're not done yet, she called, urgency in her voice. Come with me. We cross the river and get to the bogwood. We bring word of this back. There was hesitation, but only for a moment. They had seen what happened here. They knew Stane was death. One by one, they followed her into the trees, moving toward the only chance of survival they had left.
Epilogue. The aftermath of Duskrun Ford. The Sunken Vale, Duskrun Ford, hours after the battle. The battle was over. The mists still hung heavy over the Sunken Vale, but they were no longer shifting in service of their masters. The spell weaving of the Summer Court had ceased. The battle won, the enemy scattered. The once proud dragonborn reinforcements lay broken, their banners trampled into the mud, their bodies cold among the reeds. The river ran dark with the mingling of blood and magic, a quiet requiem to the fallen. Kashar Dreadscale did not die immediately. He lay among the dead and dying, his breath ragged, his strength draining away with every second. His hand gripped the hilt of his sword, still slick with the blood of the mercenaries and Fey he had slain. The battle had not been clean, but it had been fought with honor. And yet, they had lost. The footsteps approaching were light. Too light. Sir Faelric Dawnshade knelt beside him, his golden armor still gleaming, as if untouched by war, his sword still dripping crimson. The expression on the Fey Knight's face was one of admiration, but not sympathy.
You fought well, Dragonborn, Faelric murmured, Better than most. But still, you fall.
Kashara let out a rough, wet chuckle, his vision blurring as he forced himself to look his foe in the eye. I will see you in the halls of flame.
Perhaps, Felric mused, rising to his feet, his blade flashing downward one last time.
And Kashara Dreadscale moved no more. Valzareth retreat, the March of Ashes, somewhere beyond the valley.
Valzareth Frostbane led the remnants of the army through the misted woods, his expression locked in grim silence. They had lost over half their number, and what remained were scattered, broken, and weary. He had not looked back. He could not. To stand and fight would have been to waste what was left of the army. Their mission had failed, but his oath still remained, to protect the lives of those under his command. Keep moving, he ordered, his voice cold, commanding, keeping them moving forward, even as some stumbled with exhaustion.
Some of his warriors resented him for retreating. He could feel it in their silence. Let them. He had made the choice that had to be made. Still, the shame burned.
Zaza did not stop moving. The small group of dragonborn survivors she had found followed her through the dense woods, their armor torn, their weapons clutched in exhausted hands. Some limped from wounds, others walked in a daze, still trying to comprehend the massacre they had just fled. She kept her head forward, ears straining for the sound of pursuit. They had to reach the bogwood, had to deliver the warning, they had to know who was responsible. As she crossed the river, she stole one last glance toward the vale, where the mist still clung to the ruins like a beast sated by its feast. The sunken vale had swallowed another army, but Zaza would make sure their deaths were not forgotten.
Fort Mark, Estellian border. Lieutenant Garen Holt stood in Claudia Mark's war tent, his cloak still damp with the mist of the vale, his armor streaked with dried blood. Across the tent, Claudia poured herself a glass of dark wine, studying the crimson liquid as if it were a map of fate itself.
You have news? Claudia said, finally breaking the silence.
Holt nodded. It is done. The dragonborn reinforcements were annihilated. Valzareth fled with what little he could salvage.
Claudia took a slow sip. She should have felt victorious. Instead, Holt's next words chilled her more than she expected.
We can't hide that we were responsible.
Her grip on the glass tightened.
Explain.
The Summerfey didn't care for secrecy, Holt said simply. They announced themselves on the battlefield. They didn't mask their magic, didn't hide their knights. Even now, the survivors are fleeing to the Bogwood to report what happened. We can't pin this on Blackthorn. Not anymore.
Claudia set her glass down, her expression unreadable. Then we need to prepare.
Because war was coming. And this time, there would be no illusions to hide behind. Elsewhere, a hidden cave, deep in the valley.
The battle was lost, but Skaldrith did not care. He had abandoned the battle long before it had turned against them, vanishing into the chaos like smoke on the wind. Let Kashar die for his honor. Let Valzareth mourn his broken army. Skaldrith had better things to do. The cave he had found was damp, dark, the only light flickering from the alchemical fire burning in a makeshift brazier. The scent of burning herbs and volatile mixtures filled the space. Strange sigils lined the stone floor, drawn with careful, steady hands. And at the center of it all, a fey prisoner, bound in iron shackles, eyes burning with rage but helpless against the alchemical concoctions already coursing through their veins. You lot think you're so untouchable, Skaldrith murmured, crouching beside them, his claws turning a vial of shimmering red liquid between his fingers. Blood. Fey blood. Collected in the battle. And now, it was his. Let's find out what makes you tick, shall we? The fire burned brighter. The screaming began.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.